嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
And it's me, Spencer, and you know what, Jenny? I think we have a 非常特别的 show today, don't we?
因为我们有一位很特别的嘉宾 Ooh, and she is...
而超级粉丝。
Hello, guys, I'm Sylvia.
Oh, right.
Sylvia.
Sylvia's in the house.
对 ,Sylvia 是我们开言英语一位特别特别热情的用户。或者就像 Spencer 说的，她是一位超级用户啊 ,super user.、Mm. 然后在前一段时间呢，我们举办了一次活动，就是开言同学录。要我们的用户录一段视频，说说自己和开言的故事。And Sylvia won the first prize.第一名。
Oh, she won the first prize. And what was that first prize?
就是跟我们今天录节目。
Well, I was going to say, it's a flight to where you are, you know, I mean, 你来自广州对吧 Sylvia?
对，来自广州。
Okay.
对，然后这次是我们把 Sylvia 飞到了我们的这个录音室。
Yeah, and also it's my first time to Beijing, so I'm really excited about this.
Yeah, so she had to like 跨一整个中国来, you know, 跟我们录音。Actually, I'm not there with you guys, unfortunately. But thank you.
你在上海，对。
Yeah, but thanks to technology, you know, we're all kind of together doing this thing. And happy to kind of meet you, Sylvia.
好，那今天呢，我们节目 Sylvia 准备了很多问题要问我们主播。She kind of turned the table on us. 但是 I think we should start by asking her what her story is.
Okay, of course. I think, we should ask some question first, right? Okay. How about you shoot, Jenny? You go with the first question for Sylvia, huh?
想问 Sylvia 第一次接触开言英语是什么时候啊
I remember it was in November last year. Firstly, I listened to 潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
就这个节目。
然后才就是慢慢的了解了开言这个 APP。
OK。
后来听了一个月之后就感觉是自己喜欢的学习模式就立刻去办了开言的会员。
是双十一的时候吗？打折？
没有，当时还不知道会有打折这个事情。
哎、
然后
，sorry，
对，
就非常感谢你的支持。哎，你还记得 ？Do you remember what was the first show you listened to？ 那个内容还记得吗？
具体的内容有点忘了，但是记得好像 Jenny 说在加拿大那边，然后有一次散步听到一个老爷爷在听你们的节目、然后就觉得哦，原来我们节目就是不只是说就是年轻的人在听，还有很多不同的人都在喜欢着我们的节目。
是，我觉得这个也是我们做开言英语，就真的觉得自己很幸运，然后也每一天都在给我们新的动力，然后Spencer, it's your turn.
Oh, it's my turn now.
对， okay. 现在轮到你问 Sylvia 问题。
Okay, let's see. How old are you? Okay, no, 不，我别问了，别问了，
你猜好不好？
我别问了，别问了，我知道，就是
no, 不要，
不礼貌了。I don't know, 我估计不到30岁吧，我觉得。
她很小，然后她真的非常漂亮，长得很像周迅。我们有些用户对看到那个她开言同学录，并且可能 you voted for her 为 Sylvia 投票的，我就看那个时候好多同学都说，这真是一个英语又好，然后人又美，声音又甜的小姐姐。
Thank you.
Let's see. Another question. Because 我们有很多什么粉丝和用户是 you know.They ask us, 我们能不能帮他们取个英文名？然后我觉得 Sylvia 其实是 it's a nice name. How did you pick Sylvia, or why did you pick Sylvia? Do you know?
I used to call myself Sunny because my name in Chinese is 小晴 So I think Sunny sounds more similar with
对对对
my Chinese one.
Mm-hmm.
But two years ago, I want to change a new one.
Mm.
So I searched in the internet, then I found Sylvia. 就听起来挺好听的、
okay.
但其实我没有特别的去研究这个名字的去处或怎么样、
它的含义、
Okay, 知道了 Yeah, because you might meet someone in the West whose name's Sunny, but not too much. But Sylvia is a very, 怎么说呀，优雅的，比较 elegant the name.
我也觉得对，非常 elegant.
Yeah,
对
yeah, very nice.
很适合你，是。
Okay. How about you, Jenny? Next, have you another question for our lovely guest, Sylvia?
我就记得 Sylvia 在她录的那个开言同学录视频里面说，你是一个彩妆师 ，so you are a makeup artist.
Yeah.
How did you become a makeup artist? Did you study that in school?
Yeah, I studied in the makeup academy Hong Kong last year.
Oh, nice.
What was your university major? 是这种 arts related 吗?
My major is fashion design and engineering.
Oh. 但是后来你 you didn't work in fashion. You thought you'd like makeup more?
Yeah.
怎么? Oh, okay.
I prefer makeup, I think.
诶，那你会不会经常看一些比如 YouTuber 他们的那个美妆视频 makeup blogger
有就是在网上的话会看一些是美妆博主的但是我会更感兴趣的是对一些 makeup artist 他们的视频感兴趣因为他 makeup artist 他们在里面提及的一些东西是我们工作中或生活中更常去用得到的而很多那些美妆博主的话他们可能更多是面对镜头的时候的一些技巧会有不同的偏重点
Do you use English at work? During work?
Sometimes it depends on which client I work with because some models are from Russian, Ukraine. So when I work with foreign models, I will use English.
对确实就是现在来中国发展的外国人非常多然后大家都可以用英语这个 common language.来交流除了工作上面然后对可能也结识了新的朋友哈。
对。
I've been on a few TV shows and done like some commercials and stuff and like I always liked getting my makeup done. 我觉得好舒服啊。
好舒服吗
真的好舒服。
说的 getting his makeup done, 英文里面我们就是如果你自己化妆也可以说 I'm getting my makeup done,
yeah,
然后如果像有 Sylvia 一个 makeup artist, 彩妆师就是 you're also getting it done by someone else.
Yeah, you're getting it done by someone else, like, just like you can get your hair done by someone else, but if you are the one, you know, doing the makeup, then you're doing the makeup. But I'm curious though, so what sort of, like, projects do you do makeup for? Is it like commercials, movies, or like, what sort of, you know, what sort of things do you do makeup for, I guess?
I work all kinds you mentioned, like movie and TV program, and also commercial shooting, and also bridal makeup. Because now I'm in the beginning of my career, so I want to try different kind of them, and then choose one to be my main one.
Oh, so Sylvia 刚刚说，除了像电影啊，然后广告，还有 bridal 就是新娘妆，对吧？
对。
然后她特别辛苦，因为前面我们聊天，她说来北京之前的那一晚 ，she got up at midnight， 因为在广东那里的习俗是午夜要出嫁，所以作为彩妆师和新娘，是一整个通宵哦。
对，通了两个晚上。
Okay, so she pulled two all-nighters.
Wow, 厉害。
最后呢，我和 Spencer 一人再问 Sylvia 一个问题。我最后的问题就是，因为准备节目的时候 ，Sylvia 说：“哎呀，我等一下说英语，我有点紧张哎，我好。后来我说不用紧张，结果他英语那么好，一直在蹦英语。当然，我就要问你，你因为是开言的用户嘛，所以应该用开言学英语是生活中重要的一部分啊。你具体是 how do you study English on a daily basis？ 自己有没有什么好的 tips 可以分享给大家？
因为我相信就是大家都有自己。各自的工作所以平时都是比较忙碌的那当我自己比较忙碌的时候的话我会抽一些就是空余的时间去听开言的课程就像早上起来的时候啊刷牙准备早餐的时候或者说在车上就是会挤各什么空隙去听那如果当我有就是更加充足的时间的话我肯定是坐下来然后就是打开一个课程然后把课程的那个对话内容抄下来抄下来以后呢 就可以把重点的词汇啊就是标记好，然后就开始听两位主播再就是开始帮我们分析这个课程，然后把一些很细节的点在那个笔记本上面去做补充。我觉得这是更好的一种学习方式，如果有充足时间的话。
好认真的学生啊，你是在学校也是这种英文叫就学霸英文叫什么？Like a straight A student, honor roll student,
yeah. I mean, or just like a nerd.
I'm trying not to be.
是开玩笑。I don't know. I mean, we got a few words. Some of them are like, you know, more positive. Others are like, you know, 是贬义词。比如说 nerd is kind of, you know, 贬义词 or like brainiac. But...Yeah, I mean, a straight A student is probably like a nicer way of putting it. You know, just saying,
全 A 生哈，学霸对。
Well, I mean, it sounds like the way she has learned English is largely how I learned Chinese, listening to Chinese pod all those years. You know, usually when people say they don't have time, they really do have time. I just thought I could just walk down the street and listen to Chinese, sit on the train and listen to Chinese, cook food and listen to Chinese, you know, when you wake up, you know, so it's just kind of, you fill in little parts of your day listening, and it really adds up. I always say this, 积少成多。
积少成多英语怎么说？就 it adds up, 是吧？
Well, we just say, we could say it adds up or the little things add up to a lot, little by little, right?
好，那最后 Spencer, 最后一个问题，珍惜你最后一个问题 for Sylvia。
最后一个问题啊 ，This is coming from the top of my head。你最喜欢哪一个主播？
这好问题。
Don't worry， 我不会告 ，you know，I won't tell anybody。You won't tell anybody。
你可以说实话。
Yeah， it doesn't have to be me. My feelings won't be hurt.Yeah, it doesn't matter. It could be Adam, it could be Connor, you know, it's all good.
你就说实话了。
Okay, sorry, Spencer. I like you, but my favorite one is Adam.
Yeah, well, it's okay, because my favorite host is Adam, too. So, you know, it's I understand.
好 me too, 好吧。
Yeah, we all love Adam, yeah.
但因为我一开始听潘吉轩你告诉你的时候是是 Jenny 和 Adam 就是两个人、所以第一次听他声音然后就会感觉先入为主吧就特别
亲
切
对
对
对、好那我们今天这期节目真的非常开心能见到从广州来的用户 Sylvia 然后听到你分享自己的学习心得然后还听到你这么流利自信的英语然后也让我们觉得非常的开心
Yeah, really, it's an honor, it's a pleasure having you here even though I'm not there with you, I'm happy to be recording here with you, Sylvia so nice to meet you, thank you
我也是非常开心就是大老远飞过来然后能够见到你们真的很兴奋我也准备了很多问题想要问你们呢
但今天的节目时间已经很长了How about we do a follow-up show? 下一集 Sylvia 来问问我们问问看言主播问题
Sounds good. I look forward to it.
感谢大家的收听然后我觉得就像 Spencer 说的还有 Sylvia 的故事告诉我们学英语学任何一门外语吧只要你自己下定那个决心 If you want it bad enough 然后 make time for it 对不对
Yeah, that's right If you want bad enough you'll do it
当然开言英语在这条道路上会一直陪伴大家好那我们的节目下次再见
Bye-bye.
拜
拜